I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, we're listening to The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. It's a National League football podcast, and it really does cover in depth everything about the National League.
Big time.
As much football as you can
throw
a Vanarama. Hey, John, I have signed up to Vanarama this week.
Oh, actual Vanarama.
Actual Vanarama.
Great.
Signed up to lease a car through Vanarama. We're not sponsored by Vanarama. They just happen to offer the best deal.
Did you mention on the phone, I'm a fan of a Vanarama National League club. Can I have a discount?
Well, no. On the Talk United website, not a talkie podcast.
No, quite an early mention, isn't it?
Not a car.
Not even 30 seconds.
Not a car leasing podcast.
No.
Imagine that. Imagine if there was one. Hello, we have got Keith here, and he's leased a Vauxhall Vectra. They still exist.
I'm not great on my cars. I think they're long gone.
Okay. You can't lease that, I'm afraid, Keith, because they don't exist
brand new
anymore. You can only lease new cars. I'd really like to lease the Vauxhall Vectra if possible. You could probably just buy one for the same price as leasing one. Yeah, but I haven't got the money to put down up front, Keith. I'm Vanarama. Yes, but we don't do the Vauxhall. Well, keep your fucking car.
I shall go somewhere else. Good day.
Good day. That's how that worked out.
Interesting.
Keith got angry quickly,
he did,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't sound like it. You wouldn't think
of... You made that podcast sort of happen quite quickly, didn't it? Like, it went from not existing to absolutely existing.
People getting cross with car leasing companies is a great podcast. On the Talk United website, it says, if you say that you support Talk United to Vanarama, they'll give you £100.
Oh.
And the club £100.
Oh.
I've said this. They've denied all knowledge of it.
F-all.
At Vanarama.
Really?
Thought I was going to get a £100 gift voucher from Vanarama. They're not going to spend it on. Probably a.
Oh, I'd really want to hear this
jacket.
Conversation where you said, oh, I support Talk United.
No.
And they go,
no.
Oh, right, okay.
No,
yeah.
No. I
That's interesting.
Put it in an email, John, because I do everything in an email with this sort of thing, because you know what these people are like. They all try and lie to you and rip you off. So I said, I'm Talkie fan. Where is it? It's Michelle Fiddler.
What part of the building was she on?
Thanks, Michelle. I've also been told if I support Talk United in the Vanarama National League and I and the girls get £100, is that correct? Michelle, Fiddler by name,
oh.
I believe that only happens if the girls win the league. Be sure to cheer them on for you. Good luck. It's Michelle
well,
Fiddler.
Well, Michelle.
Looked back. Anyway, I'm going to send another email because I've since looked it up, unless it was just left... I did think it might just be left on the Talk United website from last season.
There is also that, isn't it?
We're not
great at the on the old comms front.
Updating it as we speak.
That's a bit sarcastic of Michelle, didn't it?
Like, yeah.
No, that's going to happen.
That's dealing with Vanarama. But they did give
maybe next season, Michelle, we'll wipe a smile off
your
face.
Yeah, we'll have the 100
fiddler.
Quid. Thank you, fiddler.
Yeah.
Why was I bringing that up? There, that was some news there. Vanarama news. Because it's a Vanarama National League podcast.
It is.
It's not about Talking United. It's about the Vanarama. And that was actual Vanarama.
So Vanarama are a bunch of absolute
No. I'm not going to say that, John, because we'll get sued and they might do me a worse deal.
No, I'll bleep that. I need the car to get
to and from the station. Because I'm about to play Tony and Tony Blair. Just so you know that, 9th June to 9th of July.
Did he lease a Fiat? You went full method? Did he lease a Fiat 500 as well?
Imagine that. I'm actually trying to find, this is interesting, John, trying to find a way, not a Tony Blair podcast, but to make my ears stick out. Right? A bit. His ears stick out a little bit. I don't look like him, but I thought that's something I could do.
You don't want to make it irreversible, though, do you?
Well, I Googled it. How to make your ears stick out. Makeup sort of thing, you know. Because I was thinking, a bit of blue tack behind them.
Just put fake ears on.
No, I don't want to do fake ears. You know, it'll just fall off. Bit of, you know, you must have. Have you ever worn a false moustache, John? And it sort of just flaps off halfway through a very serious bit. You know, I might be announcing we're about to help the people of Kosovo or something.
And then your ear falls off.
Your ear falls off.
Oh, no.
Really? Do you know what I mean? Weapons of mass destruction.
Do you not remember that bit in...
Me left ears falling off.
Where Tony Blair's ear fell off. Not quite as up on your Tony Blair as
I
thought
that.
You were.
So I was thinking maybe like a bit of blue tack or something behind my ears or something like that. Googled it. All there is, everything that came up was, my ears stick out, how do I fix it?
Yeah.
Nothing
not
for people,
people
who want
the
bigger
way.
Ears.
Yeah.
Gap in the market.
Yeah, but is it possible first?
I couldn't find anything on it. So I'm going to have to speak to somebody. If you've got any ideas how to do that.
Speak to an expert plastic surgeon or something.
Maybe I'll get them done. Pushed back out. The bit that people with big ears have taken out, maybe I can see if I can get that put in. No?
Oh, my God. It's only on for 1 month.
I know, so I'm not going to do that. Why was I talking to you about that then?
No.
Anyway, things I've been Googling. And mower update.
This is what we really want.
This is what we always
Molan,
want.
Of course,
which you said was the most boring thing we've ever done on the podcast.
You missed Mower Molan, I think.
Mower Molan. Yeah. Lovely idea.
Just bringing it back to Tony Blair as well.
Your Mower Gordon Brown
Northern
Grass.
Northern Ireland, yes. Secretaries.
John Deere. Prescott. John Deere. On Deere Prescott.
Yeah.
No.
Sort of.
So, Facebook Marketplace. I saw it a couple of weeks ago, this hater, John.
Yeah. Flymo Molem, of course, as well. Sorry.
Very good. We've done all the
We've done those,
now.
Yeah.
And I thought, I missed out on it. Came back on. Someone didn't want it.
Oh.
Or it's rubbish. One of the two. Turned up. It's a bit bashed up, John. I do have to...
Yeah.
I do have to admit.
That's the marketplace for you, though,
isn't it? Get it on the marketplace!
You just don't know what's going to turn up.
So on the Facebook Marketplace the other day, I saw two slides. I took a picture for sale. Two slides. Both broken.
What, like death traps?
Yeah, I thought, what?
It's do you want to kill your
people
child?
People who don't like their children, is it? Anyway, turned up. Aiden, very nice man. He fixes them, John. Gets them, fixes them, sells them on. He'd sharpened the blades, everything. It's the Hater Hawk. 13-inch width with a roller.
Yeah.
It's good. I did a
shoddy
job.
Have you tried it out?
I did a really quick, bad job. There's already been complaints.
Oh.
The next time I do it, I have to really...
new lawn.
I don't know why. I don't know why I did it so quickly.
Was the grass wet?
John. No? I'm not stupid.
Just checking.
Not stupid. Anyway, that's your mower update, isn't it?
There you go, that's what
what's coming up in the what's coming up in the podcast?
Come on then.
Come on.
We've done quite a lot of it.
Get
we've
on.
On there.
We're a Woking fan having a go at us.
Is he there?
He's out there. Yeah, telling us to get out of the news thing.
3-0 King's Lynn, isn't it?
3-0 to King's Lynn. We'll find that out in a minute.
Speaking of King's Lynn, I think Lynn King's going
to
join us.
We're going to speak to Lynn King a little bit later on. How exciting. She was in once a long time ago.
Yeah, never again. But exactly. Now that King's Lynn, I think they have been relegated, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have.
Yeah, definitely relegated.
Definitely gone.
Now, yeah.
We should know this for a National League podcast.
This is our podcast. We do it week in, week out.
I think they've gone. So Lynn King will join us to weigh a fond farewell.
Lovely. We'll have a National League roundup.
Yeah, National League roundup. Full National League roundup. I think we finally worked out what the Sinclair Spectrum is.
We'll have a go at it.
We've mentioned it.
If it's not this, then we can have another go at it another time.
Our old mate Sinclair, I was banging him in for Aldershot. He's also a big tech fan.
Loves the tech.
He's going to tell you what the tech is for 2022 that you need to get in your life.
Yeah, and any letters, John? We'll find out about that later on.
Yeah, I don't like to spoil the surprise.
Okay, because we've got to admit, the season is fizzling out, John.
The season,
I mean, it's
might
very
be,
exciting.
But this podcast is still
going strong.
Crackling.
Crackling Rosie, get on board. That would be a much better goal music.
Crackling Rosie, get on board.
Yeah, that's Neil Diamond.
That. Oh, really?
Neil Diamond. Much better than Sweet Caroline. Imagine
I'm going to play a bit
instead
of Crackling Rosie.
Yeah, get a bit of Crackling Rosie. Get on board. Imagine when we scored. Joe Lewis nods one in at the back stick. Next season,
Crackling Rosie.
This kicks in.
Oh, this isn't goal music.
No, when he goes, say it now, Matt. No, maybe not.
No.
It's not goal music at all. Terrible, terrible choice.
Shocking.
Terrible choice.
Right, let's go.
Terrible choice. Come on then. Let's have a look at the
Friday and Monday
scores.
Before we start, we should probably pick up on the fact that we predicted last week Tuesday night's results.
Spot on.
All
unbelievably spot on. Were we spot on every single one?
Bromley 1, Aldershot 1.
Yep.
Dover 0, Notts
County
3.
Did we say that?
We said that. Southend 1, Bournemouth 0. Weymouth 1, Wrexham 6. We even predicted that. 6-1.
Le Grand Nationalo. I mean, if only he was still on this podcast, the Grand Nationalo. Don't need him.
Incredible.
Well done us.
We predicted it all. Didn't put any money on it.
Not a penny. No. Right, here we go, John.
Yeah, let's go back to Saturday. Aldershot 3, Notts County 1.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. Sinclair Armstrong, our man Sinclair amongst the goals. You see, his goal is a belter.
Beauty. It just, I mean, I'm not angry with him for playing for Aldershot, but I'm disappointed.
I think he's going to be in QPR's around the first team next season.
New manager. Some predicting on this radio station we work on, John, that it will be Lee Johnson, which could be a supreme result.
Good news for Torquay United.
For, you know, some clubs.
The Duke back.
The Duke.
Sinclair Armstrong.
Yes, please. We'll have some other people from
anyone else.
Yeah, anyone else wants to play. Very good.
Beautiful.
That'd be excellent, wouldn't it?
So, Notts County stumbling into the playoffs there.
Yes.
Not very good at all. Barnet 2, Grimsby 2.
Mm.
So, again, another pause. All these teams just slipping up.
Panicking. If only we'd had a good start to the season, we'd been absolutely fine.
I know.
Walked
they're
it.
They're all, again, they only came back late on, didn't they, Grimsby? Because Barnet were 2-0 up. Bromley 4, Chesterfield 2. So, again, like you say, they're all panicking.
Panicking.
Unbelievable. Didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't see Chesterfield losing there, no.
At all. So Bromley, whose season is pretty much over.
Is it?
Well,
it is
over, really.
Mm.
Beating Chesterfield 4-2. Dover 0, Altrincham 1. Some things you can set your watch by. Dover losing at home. Good news for Altrincham. Gene?
I did see as well that Altrincham are planning to go full-time next season.
Is that right?
Going to have a go at it.
Right.
Good news. More good news for Altrincham, Gene.
Halifax 1, Yeovil 0. Kingsland 3, Eastleigh 3.
Now Kingsland were...
1-0 up.
Scored in the 89th to make it 3-2. And then that was going to be it. And then in the 90 plus 11th minute, penalty.
For Eastleigh.
Unbelievable.
I know. Absolutely incredible. So that confirmed relegation, even our old friend Gold Amateo getting amongst the goals couldn't keep them up. So bad news for Kings Lim. We won't really miss them.
No.
Lynn King will join us very shortly,
we'll
though.
To
pay tribute to them. Torquay 1, Maidenhead 1. Adrian Allen, not doing quite what was asked
brief.
Him, was he? So I gather he's been called in for
Gary was interested in another season. So he's like,
maybe.
Sod you then.
Yeah.
There's no outcome. Carrot and the stick, isn't
it? Yeah. He heard the words marquee signings and thought, that's it.
Who is marquee signing?
Marquee. Maybe they're going to sign Marquee Smith from the fall.
Yes.
Wildstone 1, Dagenham 2. So again, Dagenham just getting it done there. Weymouth 2, Solihull Moors 4. Solihull also getting it done.
Yeah. Solihull, you know what? Playoffs, outside bet, Solihull Moors. For me, all day. Wrexham 1.
Wrexham 1.
There's asbestos in this room. Pure COVID in this room.
Wrexham 1, Southend 0. And Stockport 1, Bournemouth 2.
Bad for Stockport County. Trying to throw it away.
doing their best. But on Monday,
yeah,
they pick things up. We'll come back to that in just a second. Altrincham won Barnet once. This is all on Monday.
Mm.
Bournemouth won Wrexham once. Wrexham were winning for a long time there.
89th minute.
Got a late equaliser, didn't they?
89th minute pen, I think, wasn't
men.
It?
Yeah, yeah, Tyrone Marsh, I think, slotted that home. So, yeah, not what was really needed there for Wrexham. Chesterfield nil, Stockport won. So, this title race is just
a dodgy pen. I think it's Stockport's now. I know it's like down to the game on Sunday, but
yeah,
I will be watching Sunday.
No, I will watch that.
It's going to be good.
Absolutely. Dagenham nil, Torquay nil.
Mm.
Just happened, what? Didn't it?
I was going to say I nearly. I was going to say 1-0 either way, but 0-0. Sounds like we got lucky with a handball or a penalty that should have been.
Ali Omar may have earned himself another year.
Some people, second season, as they've settled in, got the. Might be his year, mightn't it? You never know.
Eastleigh won, Halifax 2.
Mm-hmm.
Maidenhead 2, Aldershot 2. Was that another goal there for Sinclair as well?
I saw
it was.
Beautiful
wasn't
goal.
It? Yeah.
Another beautiful goal.
So good for him.
Whacked it.
Goals there. Notts County 1, Dover 0. So again, Notts County is doing what they had to do. Solihull 3, Bromley 0.
Mm-hmm.
Southend 1, Weymouth 1. Woking 0, Kingsland 3.
Oh, that's an amazing result. At home as well. Darren Sahl. What?
Oh.
What? Kingsland, what?
They shouldn't even be playing. They're relegated.
Leaning on his dugout.
And the Oval. Oh, Wealdstone 0.
I mean, imagine going to that game.
Terrible.
I'm talking now as well, but you know.
Yeah.
So there we are. Read out the top seven, John.
So as it stands, Stockport still top with 88 points.
No form, though. Lost one.
Wrexham second on 85 points, but they have played a game more. Then Halifax third with 83. Solihull Moors fourth with 81. Notts County fifth, 76. Grimsby sixth, 73.
Mm.
Chesterfield seventh, 73. And then Dagenham just outside on 70
so
points.
So Dagenham could still get in. Boreham would give it a go.
They could do.
Mm. What is in this room?
Don't know.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now joining us, someone we've only spoken to once before when Kingsland got promoted. Now they're getting relegated. It only seems right to have her on again. She's called Lynn King. She's a big Kingsland fan. And she joins us now. Hello, Lynn.
Come on, you Linnets.
Yeah, come on. Well,
disappointing. Come on, you Lynn. We've had a great season, John.
Disappointing.
Oh, it's been
really,
a wonderful
Lynn.
Season. I've made so many new introductions on LinkedIn.
Yeah?
Oh, I've met a lot of people on LinkedIn there. And as Lynn King from Kings Lynn, and I'm on LinkedIn, and that's about as far as this goes. It's about as deep as it goes. Just that, really.
There wasn't much more to it than
come
that.
Come on, you
there?
Linnets.
And that, yeah.
I've been shouting that all season. And oh, it's been a wonderful season.
Well, you got relegated, so.
There is that, but that doesn't matter because I've met so many nice people, and that's what I'm all about. Meeting nice people up there in Kings Lynn. And saying, come on, you Linnets. And Stephen Cleave. Have you met him?
No,
I met him
I haven't,
on LinkedIn.
No.
I've not
chairman?
Met him in
oh,
real
okay,
life.
Right.
Only on LinkedIn. I've been trying to watch the football via LinkedIn, but no one does it. I've not left the house in a while, but I've made a lot of connections.
Yeah.
Having business people in the Kings Lynn area and saying, come on, you Linnets. That's what I said. That's my opening line on LinkedIn.
Watching a few sort of TED Talks, that sort of thing.
Yes, come on, you
Lynn Talks, maybe.
Lynn Talks. Oh, that's again, I'll advertise. You know where I'll advertise it? LinkedIn.
Yeah.
LinkedIn.
So you must be looking forward to next season, a bit of regional football.
Oh, are we in the National League South or North, John? Can you work it out?
Probably the North, I imagine.
Probably the North, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they put Gloucester in the North, then it's... Well, it's probably in the North as well. Come on, you Linnets.
You might be going to... Who knows?
Who knows where? Because I was a bit disappointed because we would like to be in the South because Taunton Town's in the National League South.
Yeah.
Now. And come on, you Linnets. Come on, what are Taunton Town? What's their nicknames? What are they?
They're sort of playing purple,
I don't know. What's their nickname? It's got a bird. It's a bird, isn't it? The nickname?
You sound a bit like Michael Jackson.
Come on, you Linnets. Tiverton Town. Hold on. I'll just go on LinkedIn and I'm going to reach out to them on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay, to Taunton.
Taunton or Tiverton, it's Taunton. Don't look on Taunton. Taunton Town. Oh, come on, you linnets. here at Taunton Town FC. Here they are. They are the cygnets. And I would have loved that. Come on, you cygnets. Come on, you linnets. People will have messed it up. Maybe we'll meet in the trophy or something.
You never know.
Or on LinkedIn. You can. Now, if anyone wants to get in touch, do get in touch. As come on, you linnets.
I'll look you up.
Lynn King on King's Lynn on LinkedIn. I'm Lynn King. It's been lovely to be on your podcast here, John. Come on, you linnets.
There you go. Look, I'm a second. I've got there one shared are. Connection with you, Lynn
Find
King.
Me. Find me. That's not me. Who's that bitch? That's not me. Come on, you linnets. On the ice to you.
On the ice, Lynn.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and I'm very excited to say it's time for the Sinclair Spectrum.
It's me, Sinclair Armstrong here, QPR striker, and I'm just unboxing some new tech. I've got myself here a new pager, celebrating the great season at Torquay and Aldershot. Getting myself in the QPR mix, so I bought myself a new pager. It's a great bit of kit. Just sends you a little notification there when someone wants to get hold of you but doesn't quite actually send you a message. Maybe they'll invent that at some point in the future, like. Anyway, Mark Warburton at QPR, page me. I know you're not actually the manager anymore. Lee Johnson, if it's you, page me. Send me a quick page. And I'll be sure to get back to you. I think my accent's gone a little bit there. Anyway, this is me, Sinclair Armstrong, saying, get yourself a new pager. And I'll see you next week when I'll be looking at a new laser disc on the Sinclair Spectrum here on YouTube. I've gone Belfast all of a sudden. Excuse me about that.
Very good. That was the...
supposed to be Irish.
The Sinclair Spectrum. Lovely new.
That's it, isn't it?
Lovely new. Love is very good. Like, he's good at it, isn't
he? He's very good. He's a very good presenter.
Yes. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Torquay Corner, John. We haven't done one in a while.
No, I was trying to find it. Can't find the jingle. Oh, I can't
well,
find it. I don't know where it is.
It's sweary anyway, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Coming to the end of the season,
mm-hmm.
and it's been like treading water all season, isn't it? Just like waiting for next season to start, basically.
It's not been great.
Bits of it have been great. Bits of it have been exciting. We've had no cup run, nothing like that. No excitement. You know,
a little bit of false hope.
Yeah, a little bit of false hope. But look, if it's working towards next season, then it's absolutely great. Next season is it, isn't it? I think that's it.
I think it's probably got to be.
It's got to be it for this current project.
Yeah.
I think it's next season or bust. Myself. Not that I want that to happen, but that's how it feels in the rhythm of things.
Yeah,
unless
I
he's going to
so.
Stay for 10 years, you know, it'd be lovely.
I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. I think the team of last year sort of took two seasons to put together. We kind of got a bit of a mix and match this season of some good, some dross.
It just depends how many people we can keep.
Yeah, I also I was told that there wasn't any money this season.
Mm.
And so I think they went for it so much last season.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that again. I don't really know what's changed between then and now, but hopefully they've just sort of, like you say, had a bit of a season of sort of consolidation.
Yeah, well, it would have
that?
Been...
And then go at it again next season? I don't know.
It would have been a bit pointless going for it this season because we couldn't go up against the clubs with loads
about,
of money.
Yeah, three or four big teams have all decided they're going, well, I don't know.
Who knows, John? Who knows? Love Gary.
I don't know.
Love
Marquee,
Aaron.
Marquee
love the
signing
lads.
Sounds quite exciting.
Marquee signing.
Marquee
Who could
Smith.
That be? Who could that be?
Whether that, I mean, but let's not forget.
You know, Kane, John. Is he still playing?
Let's not forget last season when we all got excited when we signed 19 players on one day.
I know, but that was desperate, wasn't it? That now you understand. Now that looks like desperation.
Yeah.
But that was needs must, wasn't it as well? So, but
people
few,
get
few
people thinking
good.
Jamie Reid. I think he's like probably that. Under contract though, isn't he, at Stevenage?
Don't know. Who knows?
They didn't release what contract he's on.
And if Steve, what if Steve thing don't want to, they let him go, don't they? They don't, you know.
He's chipped in with a few.
Who knows? Who are the three you're desperate to keep, John?
I'd like to keep Joe Lewis.
Yeah, me too. I'd go Joe Lewis. Macca.
Yeah, Joe Lewis, Sean McDonald.
If you could keep Armani or Lemon, who
would
you
keep? I'd keep Armani over the Lemon.
Would you?
I would.
Would you, John? That's very interesting.
But I don't know. It's tricky.
He is good. He has pulled strings this season. He has been fit all season. He's worked his arse off.
Yeah.
He's played so well. He's dominated games in the middle of the pitch. If he Weymouth, no one can get near him, you know. I
find the Lemon a little frustrating.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, look, we might be able to keep them all. You never know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be averse to...
Moxie?
If we lost...
I'm doing players we can remember. Moxie. I'd keep Moxie.
If he's got another season in him, I think he had a good season.
Yeah, great season.
If he's got another one in him.
Winter, Ben Winter.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Dan Martin.
I think there's something there.
I think so. I think he's a good squad player, definitely. Let's go. Asa Hall.
It's not been a vintage season for
Asa. He's been injured quite a lot, hasn't he? But then he
A feeling he
might have been over the hill.
May possibly have gone.
Okay. Danny Wright.
No.
No, I don't think either.
I wouldn't.
I don't think
keep
I
him.
Would either. I think we might.
I love what he's done, but I think you can't keep relying on a 37-year-old striker.
I agree with that. I don't think. But then you know, who knows? To have in the club, in and around the club, and that nous and that experience, and have him on the bench to maybe bring on, maybe. I don't know.
I just don't.
Depends who he signed, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm now trying to think of other players. Chiori Johnson. I'd keep him. Whenever I've seen him, I've thought there's something in there, and if Gary can get hold of him and make it work.
I don't think we can afford to carry any passengers.
Yeah,
I wouldn't, personally. No.
It's been a sort of fizzling, treading water season of, can't quite get excited because still hungover from last season.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great summer, and I am very excited about the Vanarama 22-23. Very excited.
I am too.
Good. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Listen to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
I like that Blake's headphones.
Yeah, and good headphones, aren't they?
It's
yeah.
like a pilot.
Is he a pilot, or is he gone really heavy on the Zoom?
I see people on the train wearing those. The headphones with the little
mouthpiece.
Like you're playing Minecraft or something.
or one of those games where you fly a plane
flight simulator
to America for the night.
Just off to Seattle. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's get out of this room before I die of asphyxiation.
One letter today.
One letter, John. Doesn't really count, does it? And who's it from?
Rich Mills.
On the ice, Rich. Thank you for your letter.
He says, just a quick note to say how much I enjoyed your latest... Love the show, Steve.
Love the show, Steve.
How much I enjoyed your latest pod. In particular, you're diversifying into identity checks for the Canadian government. We did. It was like a little citizenship test. It was
no
like
picture yet, is
border
there,
official.
No picture of them with, you know... We do it think like, it's your brother.
It was like watching Border Force Australia.
Yes.
One of those.
This guy's got soft fruit in his back.
A pack of digestives, you're not bringing those
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Anyway, says, I certainly didn't see that coming, but understand that those tea towels won't pay for themselves.
The tea towels. I forgot about the tea towels this week. I knew there was something I was supposed to be doing.
I forget about them every week.
The tea towels will happen eventually, maybe in time for next season.
Maybe.
You never know. Next Vanarama, 22-23. Maybe Vanarama with the 100 quid they send me. Maybe I can pay for the tea towels. Good idea.
Right, Vanarama. Beth Fiddler, whatever your name is.
Beth Fiddler. That isn't
Beth
even
Fiddler?
Her name. I don't
Something
know.
Like
I can't
that.
Remember her name.
Margaret Fiddler.
Maggie Fiddler.
Maggie Fiddler.
I don't know, was it?
Who could forget Maggie Fiddler?
No, John. Come on. Go on.
Did you go to the Kidderminster? Anyway, he says, your correspondent last week mentioned an Amazon purchase of a photo page taken from... It was Gregory Goodridge, do you remember?
Ah, yes.
He says, a purchase of a photo page taken from an old football magazine, which got me thinking that it's kind of sad that a lot of players these days won't ever be featured in a football magazine or comic.
That's true.
What with the attention of modern magazines being on the Premier League only.
That's true, isn't it?
Back in the day, though, lower league players often got featured in Royal of the Rovers or Tiger Comics, as well as Shoot and other mags. So Armani Little, Luke Waterfall, Nathan Blissett et al. Are unlikely to find themselves searched for on eBay or Amazon 30 years from now. I therefore declare modern football, and indeed modern life, rubbish. And I vote that we abandon it forthwith on the ice.
You'll be able to buy an NFT of an Armani Little free kick.
Of a goal. Yeah.
Or a corner hitting the first
goal
man.
Goal against Notts County.
Yeah, you see that.
Wanging
one.
It in.
You'd be able to buy
I'd
that
buy an
NFT
of that, whatever that is.
Have that on your wall. Put that on your wall. Put that on your list. Rich Mills, what a lovely letter.
Maybe we should do some Nat Obbs NFTs.
Some posters.
I mean, considering how hard it's been to do a tea towel, an NFC seems a bit of a leap.
Do they count as an NFT, a tea towel? An
Maybe
NFT
it stands
towel.
For not
NFT towel.
Not from drow.
Well, actually, we've done NFT towels because we've got no fucking tea towel.
NFT, guys.
It's an NFT. It's what you're buying.
Yeah.
You're getting in on the ground floor. That's what they say, apparently.
Is it? It's
when you're getting a brand new NFT.
Oh.
I don't know. Is either.
I'm still a bit confused.
Look, that was one letter. We love your letters. Do send us your letter. How do people send us a letter, John?
Hold on, I have some more to nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Lovely. Or at NatObsPod. We don't really, you can send us them there if you like, but we prefer the.
You give yourself more space
more
to elaborate, don't you?
More of a chance. If you and if you want to become a FOF, you can send us 3 letters and then you will get a FOF number. And John, what number are we up to on the FOFs?
59.
59 is it, John?
I think.
Very, very nice.
It was a particularly good tweet this week and I was trying to remember what it was, but I can't really remember what it was.
John tries to remember a tweet. That's a new feature. Well, on the ice to everybody. Enjoy your National League football this weekend. It's still going.
No, we can't read that out. Still going. Sorry, I just found it. We can't read it out.
Still going for quite a long time, isn't it, John? 2 or 3 weeks yet?
June the something is the playoff final, isn't it?
Lovely stuff.
We're going to go all the way up till then?
Maybe watch Stockport v Wrexham this weekend.
Talking on the TV this weekend, aren't
they? Are. Chesterfield. 12:30. It's a 12:30 or an early kickoff,
12:30
I think.
12:30 on Saturday?
An early kickoff this Saturday.
Big time.
So maybe listen to me on the radio.
Game
John,
day warm up.
Listen to this podcast and then watch Talk United on the radio. I mean, that's enough talking
content.
It's
a lot of yellow, isn't it?
A lot of yellows. Can't get enough yellow. There it is. This is the National Obsession.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.